Oh, hi, my name is Thomas Maurer and I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft. And in today's video, we're going to have a look how you can add a server running outside of Azure on premises in your data center or even at another cloud provider to the Azure control plane using Azure Arc. So if you want to add a server to the Azure control plane using Azure Arc, this is fairly simple. The way it works is actually that we go out and we install an agent on that server. It can be a Linux or a Windows server, it can be a virtual machine or a physical one. Again, can run anywhere on your own platform in your data center, or it could run at another cloud provider. And that agent then will connect to some secure APIs in Azure and then actually report status. And this will just be giving us the chance to actually then do a certain management task. So if I want to get started with this, nothing simple, then go to the Azure portal. You can either use the search bar here to search for Azure Arc or just press on Azure Arc if you already have it there. And this will bring you to basically the Azure Arc Center. Now the Azure Arc Center, this is basically the single place where you can manage all your Azure Arc resources. You can also get more information, how to onboard resources, how to manage resources, how to deploy Azure Arc enabled services. So in our case, we actually want to add servers to our environment. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to click on servers, and you can here already see the list of servers I have already added to my environment. Now, if you want to add a new one, we want to make it really easy for you. So you have an add button here. And this will open up a wizard, which will help you to configure actually a script, which then will do everything for you, like downloading the agent, installing the agent, and then also registering that server up to Azure. Now, you could also go to Microsoft Docs and read about this and download the agent from there. But again, these scripts or these wizards make it very, very simple. So I want to show you that we have at the moment two ways of onboarding servers here. The first one is adding a single server, and that will actually, what it will do, that script will actually go out. And at the end, when you register your server to Azure, you actually need to provide your credentials to log in to the Azure environment to actually be able to register it. Now, you can imagine that this is works fine if you onboard one server, but if you want to onboard hundreds or thousands of servers, this is probably not the right way of doing it. So we have here a way called add multiple servers, and the difference here is coming with the registering of the server. We will in that sense create a service principal, which has the only rights to onboard servers to the Azure control plane and doesn't have any other permissions. So now you can actually go out and use that script and build an automation and run it against hundreds, if not thousands, of different servers. Now, for this demo, we're just going to create a script for the single server. And the first page you actually get is some information about the prerequisites. So as you can see here, if I zoom in, you can see that you actually need to have outgoing connectivity, which is over HTTPS on port 443. So it's encrypted outgoing traffic to a set of Azure APIs. And you can see here, we have a link here to these URLs. You can find that in the documentation as well, which you need to like provide access to. So if you're behind a firewall or a proxy, make sure that the server can actually reach these. Again, doesn't need full internet access, only to specific Azure APIs. And then we have here also others, like for example, we need obviously local administrator rights on that server to install that agent, right? And then to actually go and add that server, because we need to add the server to an Azure subscription and we need to add it to a resource group, we will need to have the resource group ready for you. So the next thing is we're going into the wizard, and this is basically just helping us building that script. So what I'm going to select here is the subscription I want the server to be joined to, like every Azure resource. Also Arc enabled servers need to be joined to that, to a specific subscription, and I also need to add them to a resource group. So I already have one here. which I can use. I will also need to select a Azure region here. And usually this is like where the agent connects to, right? To which Azure region it connects to. You could basically select everyone, but it makes absolutely sense that it's connected to the nearest region you have available. So in my case, this is, for example, West Europe. I will leave that. And then obviously, since we're building a script here, we need to decide, is this script going to run on a Windows server or is it going to run on a Linux machine? So we can select that. And in my case, I'm going to show you that with Windows machine, which then generates a PowerShell script. If we would select Linux, we would now generate a shell script. And then I can also configure if I'm behind a proxy, I can configure that. And then the next step, it will allow me to already add some tags, like all Azure resources. I can also use tagging for Azure Arc enabled servers. And we already give you a couple of tags here, which we think are good to have. So for example, you could say, well, we want to have a tag for the data center, for the city or the country or region your server is based in. Again, you don't have to use these, but you can. And then you can also add your custom tags here. So if you're using cost center tag, you could already add it during the way you're actually going to add the server up. And so as soon as it shows up in the Azure portal, it will already have the tags assigned. Now, you can always assign these tags later, but manually, or you can also use Azure policy, for example, and say, well, all the resources in a specific resource group get that specific tag. So you can also use that. And that's basically it. At the last screen, you then get the script. So you can see here, it's about downloading the package, installing the package, which again, in the Windows world is a MSI file. And then you obviously have a command, which then registers that specific server to Azure. Again, when you now run this command, you can also scroll down, you can download that script. It also explains how actually to do that. So you could basically go and open up PowerShell as an admin and then run that script. And then you, at the end of that script, in this case, you will need to log in with your credentials to actually register it. Again, if you're using the onboarding multiple machines, you don't have to do that. You can just enter the service principal, or you have the service principal name and secret there as well. Now, after you're basically done with this, you can go to your server. And I already have a server here, which I already joined, right? So I did already run the script here, but I want to show you a couple of things here. So now, after I have run that script and everything is registered, I have a new process running here. This is the process for the Azure Connected Machine agent, or the Azure Arc agent. You can also see, when we quickly have a look at the hostname, that this is now app01. That's the server name. I'm going to show you that in just a bit in the portal. And then you can also run, then you get a utility which allows you basically to run, connect, and get some information out of the Azure Arc connectivity. So this utility comes with, by installing the agent, you can here see it's the Azure Connected Machine agent tool, which allows you to not just like connect, but also, for example, disconnect if you don't want to run that machine anymore. Now, you can then do things like show the version of the agent you have installed, for example, or you could just go and do a show, and this will provide you with some additional information about that server. So if you're on the server admin for that server, you can now see that the Azure resource name of that machine, which obviously takes by default the same as your host name. You can see here the resource group, you can here see to which description and tenant this server is joined. And you can see it also has a VM ID. Now, this means basically that this server has a managed identity in Azure Active Directory. So the same way as, for example, Azure VMs have managed identities where you can enable them. And this allows developers to create software, for example, which you don't need to save any credentials. to log in actually, but you can actually take that managed identity to sign in into like Azure or in applications which use Azure AD as a backend. So this is very, very powerful. Every Azure Arc enabled servers gets a managed identity, and you can then basically assign permissions to that. Now, you can also find additional information, which is the location the server is joined to. You can find here also where you can find the log files. So if there's a problem coming up where you can connect, definitely check out the log files. And you have some different states here to figure out if all the services are running. You can here see we have the different extension services and so on for that. Now, if we go back to the Azure portal, you can actually see that this server here now shows up. So if I click on this server, you can see here now it is connected now to my environment, and you can see here it looks like an Azure resource, right? So again, it's joined to as a resource group, it's joined to a subscription. It has tagging here, for example, for all the resources for this resource I tag to. I can also find some Azure Arc specific information. So I can see here the computer name. You can also see the full qualified domain name. So you can see here that this server, for example, is joined to a local domain called Tailwind Traders. And the server doesn't need to be joined to a domain. It can also be like in a work group. Azure Arc is really domain agnostic. So you don't really necessarily need to have a domain at all, but it can be. You can also see the operating system version and the agent version which is installed. And on the left side now, some very interesting things here. Since it is now an Azure resource, I also have an activity log. I have role-based access control, so I can now assign permissions. Who can manage these resources? And this is like what we see now is that now companies and organizations are taking away then the local administrator rights on these systems and just provide administrators with the right role-based access control rights in the Azure portal. So now as an administrator of that server, I can now just see that server in the Azure portal, and I can now use some of our different management services here, as you can see here. So for example, you can look at policies, update management, inventory, change tracking, Azure Monitor, Log Analytics, and much, much more to manage that server. You can now even go out and, for example, use the custom extensions here. You could deploy the custom script extension to actually go out and run a script against that server if there is any functionality you need. And obviously, this is all now shown in the portal, but obviously you can use that also using APIs, using Azure Resource Manager templates, and PowerShell, and many, many more of our management tools. So I hope this video was helpful to actually show you how you can onboard a server to the Azure control plane using Azure Arc. If you liked that video, hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. Thank you.